I chose Liverpool to train in, just purely from a footballing point of view. Not a career-making decision to be recommended. And I trained in a company called Ocean Fleets. They had a cadet training school at Riversdale Road in Egbeth. And everybody, all the trainees, all the cadets, all came through the same place. So even though you were between ships, you always mixed with the same crowd of people. And you maybe sailed with five or six of them. I think it was a three-week induction course. And then I had about 2 days off, and then I flew out and joined my first ship in a place called Port Harcourt in Nigeria. So within 3.5 weeks of joining the company, I was on board my first ship up a river in the middle of Nigeria. And it was shortly after the Biafran War, and about a day or so later we moved the ship, and there was unfortunately a few dead bodies churned up, which was a bit of an eye-opener as an 18-year-old. Well, I started off with a few trips down West Africa. The first time I went out the Far East was good. I went to a place called Penang Island in Malaysia. That was something totally different. It just seemed like a paradise island at the time. I was on a cadet ship where we had chance for a tour as well, which obviously you can't do these days, but it was wonderful. Favourite? Yes, I'd probably say the Far East. I enjoyed Mexico as well. But then again, you had a bit of time to explore. But as my career went on and the ships got bigger and different types, your time in port was very limited. These days, the ships are highly automated and very few general cargo ships. So all the loading and discharging is automated. So a lot of the heart and the industrial process has been reduced now. The turnaround time in port is a lot shorter as a result. So people going away to sea these days certainly don't get any sort of time ashore. You know, it's in and out of port within 24 hours. And during that time, everybody's doing their own job on board ship. So I sort of caught the tail end of the good years, I think, for being able to see the world as a career. I do miss some aspects of it. You tend to forget the amount of times your ship was rolling its guts out at economical speed across the Pacific for 3 weeks, or you were in and out of four or five ports and you were doing 16, 17-hour days. I enjoyed it. I don't regret it at all. But I think nowadays it's a completely different beast going away to sea than it was in the old days. When I was at sea, there used to be a really good relationship, but these days, the interface between the ship and the people ashore belongs to a particular terminal, a particular berth with the agents who look after the ship. You just don't get anywhere near the numbers of seafarers coming in. You might get the same amount of ships and more tonnage now on bigger ships, but you certainly won't get the same number of personnel actually going into Liverpool as a result of carrying or loading cargo in and out of Liverpool. It was a major port, without a doubt, had major influence on the world. It always had a certain aura of magic about it. I mean, I certainly remember when I came up here, I was fascinated with the place.